Hot Business on Hot 102.7 is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, your partner with sector expertise and tailored solutions to help you grow with purpose and ambition. Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider.
So let's start with this. And how much economic fog lies ahead? Despite a few hopeful signs, the South African economy is still struggling with uncertainty, weak growth, and erratic global signals. And I want to navigate through this very tricky path with Professor Raymond Parsons from the Northwest University Business School. He is a well-known South African economic commentator. So Raymond, a very warm welcome. And maybe let's start with this. Is there a single economic indicator that is worrying you most right now about our current outlook?
Well, hi, Jeremy. I think the overarching factor which really captures the concern of many business people and other decision makers, even within government, is the issue of uncertainty. That certainly externally, we must understand that in the last few months, we've experienced very serious trade shocks from abroad, which has affected the world economy and South Africa. And then, of course, in the earlier part of the year, we had the internal uncertainty when the first budget for South Africa had to be postponed, and that also generated quite a record level of uncertainty in our policy uncertainty index in the first quarter of the year. Now, as you know, from the second quarter, there's been some easing, but nonetheless, although there are positive and negative factors, the bottom line is we are still in very negative territory as far as general policy uncertainty is concerned. And certainly from a global point of view, let's put that to rest now. It is the 9th of July is the next major deadline when we will know from the White House what successful or unsuccessful negotiations will have been now conducted by that still stand period on the US tariffs, and what the impact of those tariffs will then be where no agreement has been reached. And it appears to me that not much agreement has been reached between the White House and certain trading nations.
So, Raymond, in that respect, then, you talk about tariffs, you talk about global volatility. Very bluntly, then, how exposed is this country to a major external shock right now?
I think the important point that we need to understand as a point of departure, we are a small open economy, but that also means that we do have within our control certain policy factors that can help us to create the resilience and the buffers we need to deal with external shocks over which we do not necessarily have control as a small open economy. So the important focus, I think, when we talk about managing the high level of policy uncertainty is to say, what are the factors that we have under our control and where we can do a lot better, given the fact that some of our economic trends are really not favorable and that the negative factors, even in the second quarter, appear to have outweighed some of the positive ones.
So let me push you a little bit on policy. There is conventional wisdom that suggests government is sending mixed signals in that respect. If you agree with that assertion, Raymond, how damaging is this uncertainty for ongoing business confidence?
Well, the uncertainty affects investment mainly, because if you are a business person contemplating a big investment in South Africa, you want to know where you will stand over the next few years, that the rules of the game won't change, and that you have a political stability and you have policy certainty. Now, the big issue here is that this economic recovery that we've been talking about for the past few months is really struggling to get momentum. And we're now only expecting a sort of 1% growth rate this year, which we know is simply not good enough for South Africa. So the two issues that are important internally is that we must get from the government of national unity a degree of political stability, and we need to know that the structural reforms to which it is committed will be urgently implemented, and then also in particular from an investment point of view and to get the growth going, to implement the infrastructural plans to which we already committed and for which the funds are available to ensure that we send out a message that the policies and the projects around rapid infrastructural development will take place. And that's an important message for investor confidence.
Raymond, it's interesting to see that the South African Reserve Bank Governor, Lesetša Ganyago, has again reinforced his argument for adopting a lower inflation target. The current goal, he says, is hurting the rand and allows prices to get ever higher. Is he on the right track here?
This is an important debate, and I think the Reserve Bank has quite rightly, after 25 years of inflation targeting and using the 3 to 6% band that we've had for that period, to say, look, we need to take stock of a change situation and we need to aim at a lower rate of inflation because we appear to be an outlier in terms of our inflation targeting band. But that said, I think the important point is not whether you go for a lower rate of inflation, but whether in the uncertain world, both globally and domestically, we can afford to tie ourselves into a fixed lower target. In other words, not a new band or a variation on the 3%, but that you need a fixed target. I think where there are some reservations, there are, yes, we should be looking at a lower rate of inflation, but what form should it take? And this is ultimately, of course, not a decision for the Reserve Bank, but ultimately for the Cabinet, because as the Minister of Finance has indicated, he is receiving these inputs, he's receiving the research from both the Reserve Bank and the Treasury, and a decision will be taken on the exact form in which we would like to aim for a lower and more stable rate of inflation in South Africa.
If there was a shift to a 3% target, what kind of benefits would yield?
Well, what the Reserve Bank is saying, that you will have to accept that in the short term, because you'll have to keep interest rates higher in order to conform with the target, that there would be less growth in the short term, but there would be gains in the longer term. You'd have more stable growth. Now, that's a good economic case. But the fact is, as I've just mentioned, South Africa and the Government of National Unity and the nation at large are grappling with a growth rate of only 1%, and we're trying to get the momentum of this economic recovery going. So I think the timing and the way you set about moving towards a lower target will be an important issue. There are trade-offs, and the important issue is what will those trade-offs be? And how will the Cabinet see those trade-offs in order, if we do want to move to a lower but possibly more flexible inflation target?
And just a quick one, Raymond, in conclusion, is it your belief that South African businesses are doing enough to prepare either for the global disruption that you've outlined to me or the ongoing policy uncertainty that we've been discussing?
I think it's important that the private sector does adjust to what I've said is either the new normal or the new abnormal. And the certainly issue here is that new business strategies will have to be involved to deal with a changing global environment as it affects South Africa. But what is also important is that we get the policy certainty that enables us to say, look, there are large cash balances owned by corporates which have been again confirmed by the Reserve Bank and by another banker this week, that are looking for investment opportunities in South Africa. They want to see the infrastructure product moving so that they can mobilize those cash balances. So the important issue is that we need to manage uncertainty from a national and from a government point of view in order to reduce elevated uncertainty. And at the same time, we need to send the message out that within that environment, we can get the better growth, the better employment, and the better standards of living and the economic recovery that we ought to see. We really must not be satisfied with 1% growth. That simply is not good enough. And we need to mobilize both government and the private sector to ensure that the GNU's target of a 3% GDP growth rate over the next 2 or 3 years must be realized, and we must take and do the things that are necessary to make that happen in the national interest.
Professor Raymond Parsons, thank you very much indeed from the Northwest University Business School.
Our business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.